Chuck Chad Freestyle for September 2nd, 2014. Freestyle is an audio diary of my life, and I think that's become ever more evident. Pardon me while I have some ice cream. Ever more evident as I go through and catalog, when Craig was saying the other night when I did a complete rundown in reverse chronological, hey, that's my ice cream cat. Todd wants some ice cream. He's very hungry. Say hi. You want ice cream? Ice cream. No, he won't say hi. It's been a while since he's been on the podcast. I have news about the cats a little later. So now I have to find out how I can hold the ice cream bowl in one hand, the phone in the other, and try and eat the ice cream without the cat getting it. Let's wander over here to the hot tub, see how long it takes for him to figure that out. You can lick the dish. How's that? All right, anyway, where was I? Audio diary of my life, and the diary seems to be coming out even stronger as catalog these blow-by-blow. Oh, forgot my show notes. I mean, post-it notes. This is mine. Dang, cat. Now I can't get to my show notes. He's sitting on the, it's about 8:30 at night. It was dark out. And he's sitting on the table in the sunroom. Little bar-sized thing, square. Pacing. He's pacing. Ever pacing the big black cat. So I'll start there. Dog Days of Podcasting, extended remix, if you want to think of it that way. I'm still going. We got 2 weeks till moving day. T-minus 2 weeks, or 14 days. And moving tasks today included getting a lawn and snow service set up so that when we're not here, somebody will continue to cut the grass. And God forbid, we haven't sold the house by winter, they'll clear the snow as well. So I got pricing on that. A little more expensive than the neighborhood kid we're paying, but got to do what you got to do. The emotions for the house move are getting a little more... just a little more, surfacing a little more often. Go into the refrigerator to get this thing of ice cream in the freezer. And it's pretty darn empty. A couple of pizzas, a few frozen vegetables, ice cream, and a little bit of juice. Not too long ago, when we had five people living in this house, it was packed to the gills. The freezer was packed. We had a downstairs freezer that was full of food. The refrigerator was full. And, I found it stressful that we didn't have any room in the freezer. Now, I would welcome that stress back. Hi. I know this is probably one of the slowest, boringest podcasts in the world. The other thing I did today was call the rental place to see if they rent moving straps, those straps that the moving men have. They don't use hand trucks too much anymore. Two guys can lift a stove. They put these straps over their shoulders and sling them under the appliance they want to move, and they just lift with their legs, and they stand up. And they can move a refrigerator, a stove, a dryer. And we're trying to get rid of the broken dryer and washer in our basement. The washer's not broken yet, but it's darn close, so let's get rid of it. We also need to haul the freezer out of the basement. And if I ask somebody to do this, they're not going, I run the risk of them banging up the walls we just painted, because it's up about 5 or 6 stairs, then make a U-turn and go up another 5 or 6 stairs. So we are going to call the, the energy renewal bit place that does recycling or pays you for upgrades, that kind of thing, and find out what do they do for old people. I mean, somebody's got to move old people's furniture around, right? Most places will get rid of your old appliances when you buy new. I'm not buying new. I just want to get rid of the old appliances. So how do you handle that? If anybody's got any ideas, I'm willing to listen. But I did call the rental place. They don't rent the straps, but they do sell them. They're called four-legged forklift or something like that. for about $25. And I was like, that's almost worth the purchase, and just toss them out. So we'll see how it goes. Give them a call tomorrow. And we took the kitty cats to the vet. They run out into the mudroom thinking I'm going to feed them. Not yet, kitties. You got another hour to go. We need to get some cat tranquilizers so we can transport them. If you've been listening for a while, you know that they get stressed when they're in the vehicles. And most notably, Holly's drooling. I'm afraid she's going to get dehydrated just in the first day. And that would just be cruelty. We don't want to do that. So before they dole out tranquilizers, you got to get your cat examined, make sure the cat's healthy, make sure they don't have seizures. So we went through another examination with both of them. Of course, getting them into their carriers was all the fun. And then getting Todd out of the carrier was twice as much fun. Come here, buddy. Come here. Here you go. Todd likes ice cream. Holly generally doesn't. Holly, you don't like ice cream, remember? That's a treat for him. And Todd's up a pound. Gee, I wonder why, buddy. He's now like 18-something. Big cat. So we got $120 or so worth of appointment and tranquilizers and stuff. But hopefully they'll travel a lot better. Not get stressed, just kind of sleep and relax. We're supposed to give it to them an hour before we get on the road. That's it. The moving is the only project that's left. We got Dragon Con done. We got Lisa off to school. We got Julie off to school. They're both doing well. We texted them today, see how things are going, and looks good. I am checking out the application Boss Jock that I think Melissa had mentioned she was using. Hi. The $10 app, I haven't downloaded it yet, but it looks pretty good from the description on the iTunes page. Going to help and see if that will work for Scott if he wants to do a podcast. So Boss Jock looks pretty impressive. Looks like everything I should have been using all summer. Wish I'd bought it a while ago, but I can make do with the process I got. I also have a little bit of feedback for Dave. Listening to your tasks and appointments and things, sounds like you're kind of reinventing GTD. I don't know that I put that much stuff on your calendar. The calendar is supposed to be like for hard landscape things that aren't supposed to move. When people commit, you commit to something at 2 o'clock and you've got a 2 o'clock appointment, that's called the hard landscape. And then the soft landscape is things you can move around. So I agree, you should put time on your calendar to do those things, but block out a couple hours in the afternoon and say, this is when I'm going to work on these types of tasks. But I wouldn't be so specific as to each task. If you've got future pending things, that makes sense. Put them 2 weeks out or a month out or whenever you want to do them. There are time-sensitive things to say, look, I need to, there's a concert in the fall in October that I want to go to, but I don't need to buy tickets until September 30th or something. So it makes sense to set a reminder for you. I tend to do forward-dated reminders in the iOS app. That's also a syncing to my Macintosh. Now, I realize that's not a solution for everybody, but if you do this right, technology is independent on getting things done. You can choose whatever tools you want. I also like to see my tasks in the contents of the project they're in. So if they're all over the calendar, I can't really do that weekly review, which is critical to the getting things done philosophy, is you got to do the review and go through your projects and make sure every project has a next actionable task. You're very close. I mean, everything you described is right in line with getting things done. So I think you just need to find the right tools and mechanisms to carry it out, but your philosophy is right. The other note for Dave is, just got done watching Kill Bill Volume 2. And of course, they hit that key phrase when, L kills Bud in his trailer with the Black Mamba, and she's reading him all the facts about the snake. And hit that audio bite that he uses at the beginning of his show. Now you should listen to this because it concerns you. I totally forgot where that came from until I hit that. I'm like, oh, yeah, there it is. So kind of fun that putting that sound bite in context again. So that's going to be it. I'll keep it at about 10 minutes tonight. Thank you very much. And the voice is slowly coming back. Hopefully over the next couple of days, we'll be good to go. Until then, 101.